I remember one time there was a big rainstorm in Maple Lake, my hometown, and it created some problems for my grandpa and grandma's house. I don't remember exactly how it happened. Maybe their sump pump broke or something, but I think water backed up from the storm sewer into their basement, and it was just flooding everything. It was like maybe a half a foot or almost a foot of water, and it was just a mess. It smelled bad. It wrecked a lot of their things. It took a long time to clean up. And I know that because our family was over there helping them clean up. They got on the phone and they asked if my dad and his siblings who were in town could come and help them clean up, and we did. You know, we got a pump, we dried out some stuff that we could, we sorted through it. You know, that's what family's for. But what if my grandma hadn't asked for help in cleaning up? What if they hadn't done any cleanup work themselves? What if they just ignored the problem and pretended it didn't exist? And it sat there for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, everything just molding and rotting. And then rats would come in, and then snakes and frogs would come in and live in the new pond, which was downstairs, and there'd be plants and algae, a whole new ecosystem in the basement. And what if then we came over to Grandma's house for a family get-together? And they would act like everything is fine, no problem with the house. And Grandma would be there talking about the neighbors. My goodness, did you see the junk pile they have in their backyard? Some people just have no idea how to take care of their property. I'm glad I'm not like them. And we'd be like, do you hear the scrambling and the scrittering noises from downstairs? And what is that smell? And then Grandma says, oh, no, dear, just don't go downstairs, please. No, everything's fine. Ah, I'm so glad I'm not like the neighbors. That's kind of like the Pharisee in our gospel. He goes to pray, but he doesn't ask God for help with any of his problems. He just spends his time talking about how much better he is than everyone else, how glad he is that he doesn't have all of their problems. He doesn't talk to God about the problems that he does have. He's ignored them for so long that maybe he doesn't even remember or realize that he has problems. He's rationalized them. He's become blind. He doesn't see his own weaknesses, only the weaknesses of others. So the Pharisee is basically having God over in his living room upstairs and showing him how nice everything is. And how glad he is that his house isn't like his neighbors, all run down. And he's telling God not to look downstairs. He's hiding his problems, his weaknesses, and his sins from the Lord. And the sad thing is that we can do that. In our relationship with the Lord, we can try to hide things from him. I mean, we're not successful, ultimately. The Lord still knows about them. He is omniscient. But we can ignore something in prayer, and we can refuse to talk about it if God brings it up. And the Lord is a gentleman. He won't force himself into your basement and start moving things around without your permission. We can try to hide our sins and our weaknesses from him. And so they'll just remain and fester and mold and get worse. And God doesn't work on those areas because we keep telling him there's nothing wrong and we don't want to talk about it. We can even hide them from ourselves. We can become blind to them as we justify them to ourselves. They get no light, no fresh air, and the basements of our heart just get worse and worse. Or we can be like the tax collector. He just humbly says, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Such a beautiful prayer. If we're humble, we can be like that tax collector and say, Lord, can I show you something? I've got this big problem in my basement. I have this big problem in my heart, and I don't even know how it got that bad, and I don't know how to fix it, and there's not much I can do about it myself. Can you help me with it? And the Lord says, yes, of course. Let's get to work on it. And he starts taking care of it, and it starts getting better. And then as you work on it together, you get to know the Lord even more, and you have a new closeness, and you experience the love and care of Jesus so much more than you ever would if you just stubbornly pretend that nothing is wrong. That's why the tax collector's prayer is so beautiful. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He doesn't even specify all of what his sins are. Perhaps he doesn't have it all figured out. You know, he's been defrauding people for years, skimming off the top. He doesn't even remember who all he's cheated and what he's done, but he asks for help and mercy for everything. And that's what we should do. It's beautiful to say to the Lord, I invite you into every part of my heart. The basement, the attic, the spare bedroom, under the sink, every part of my life. And wherever, Lord, wherever you find something that needs fixing, something that you want to clean up, please do so. I'll get to work on it. I'll take it to confession. I won't block you from any room in my heart. Beautiful humility and openness. Brothers and sisters, let's not be focused on the sins of others. Let's not ignore or hide our own weaknesses. But let's come to the Lord humbly and say, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.